السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Before we move on to tonight's topic, I think it is only appropriate to once again show gratitude to Hazrat Mawlana Suhaib Lasania Hafidahullah for motivating us and encouraging us to be part of this wonderful initiative whereby we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and to grant us the understanding and the goodness of whatever is being said. Secondly, these past few days had been a bit chilly, it had been a bit cold, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us from amongst those that would suffer if we are experiencing some sort of discomfort in this world. We should not experience the discomfort on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us under His protection, under the shade of His throne. Tonight, we would like to share a few points regarding conviction, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is with regards to yaqeen, it's with regards to how we live our day-to-day lives, and from a point of how we find ourselves in today's time, with the latest of technology, as well as from the view of a perspective of the one who goes through emotions of life, or emotions through life, or emotions with life as well. That my attention, where does my attention go to? Does it go to my Creator, who's my nourisher, sustainer, cherisher, and provider? Or does it go to other means? Or am I totally oblivious of the fact that there is a Creator who's going to look after me? So let us go into this particular topic and inshallah share a few humble words. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim verse 11, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And there are those believers who rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They firmly know that there is a Creator, is someone who is awesome in His power, His magnificence, in His supreme divinity, in his being Himself, being such a great being, that He is the one and only who is going to look after us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the book of Muslim Sharif, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَقْوَامٌ أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلُ أَفْئِدَةِ الطَّيْرِ. That there will be a group of people who will enter Jannah, their hearts will be like the hearts of birds. What does that mean, beloved listeners? It means, you see, if you look at the birds, or any creation, here in this instance, we look at the example of the birds. When a bird wakes up in the morning, or goes out in search for its food, for its provision, it goes out in an empty belly, the hadith makes mention of it, but it returns back full, it returns back now with a bloated belly, it is filled, it is satiated, it then provides for its little babies, for the chicks as well, subhanallah. So it goes out not knowing where it will receive its food, its provision from, but it returns back home filled and satiated. Subhanallah. So, beloved listeners, we often asked, or we are often asked, what is yaqeen? What do you understand by the term yaqeen? What do you, or what can you say with regards to yaqeen? I'm sure many of us have given this response, that it is to have firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any situation. Let me humbly add on to that. When a person gets up in the morning, all set for work, so he's had his breakfast, he's put on his clothes, he's prepared himself well, he's bid farewell to the family, now he's about to set off for work. So he jumps into his vehicle, and while sitting in the car, he makes the dua, "Ya Allah, I beg you to take me to work." Now he's sitting in the car, he's making the dua, and he expects to go to work. He hasn't put on the ignition, he hasn't put in the car in reverse. If he needs to get out of the driveway, he hasn't opened the garage or he hasn't opened the gate. Perhaps there's no petrol as well in the car. He doesn't check all those things. And he just simply sits in the car and he says, "Ya Allah, you take me to work. I beg you. I ask you with all your names to take me to work." Beloved listeners, let us ask ourselves a question. Would a person be able to go to work? No, he's got to put in the ignition. He's got to start the car. He's got to ensure that there's petrol inside. He's got to reverse. He's got to be able to know how to drive. And then he would recite the du'as for traveling, taking the name of Allah for a safe journey. Then it is appropriate for him to make the du'a. Similarly, let me give another example. And because we are dealing with today's activities, today's examples, so we need to put into perspective of our day-to-day lives. So another example is, a sister wants to get married. So we brought one for a boy or a man. Now let's change the roles and bring one for our beloved sisters. So a sister wants to get married, and she sits on the musalla and she makes dua, and she says, "Oh Allah, grant me a spouse like this and like this and like that and like that." And she makes a lot of dua, and then she says she will wait. My beloved sister, if you do not go out, meaning your parents do not go out, and you do not tell them that you intend marriage, the father doesn't go around and look for young lads and boys suitable for marriage for yourselves, how would you expect to get married? Would you say, "No, I'll wait for my prince and he would arrive one day"? Perhaps one day will only be in Jannah. My beloved sisters, it's effort that needs to be made. Effort that needs to be carried out. And what's the effort? The effort is, mom's going to phone her family members, friends, neighbors, do some questioning, some research, find out who are the young boys of the area, or perhaps a woman who's a little bit elderly, she wants to get married, and we'll have to look for someone suitable for her. There's got to be a talk around the house, and effort needs to be made. Then with the dua, inshallah, Allah will then bring for you and open up for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Beloved listeners, one is that we have technology at our disposal, but the test would come when we say, because of the alarm system, because of the security company, because of my high walls, because of my fences, because I'm living in a certain area, I am protected. So both cases where we don't act at all and we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after us. And when I say both cases, I mean one is the extreme, that I have technology, technology will protect me, then there's no Allah in the equation. The other example is from the two that I have given with regards to the car and with regards to marriage proposal, that we just continue making dua, but there's no effort taking place. Both need one another. Meaning, so let me give you a beautiful example, beloved listeners, to make you understand how we incorporate the two of them, where this is now called tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that, let's understand, there's a hadith found in Tirmidhi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, first tie your camel, then have reliance on Allah. So you make the effort, you do what's best in your capacity, your ability, how much you can do to achieve what you want to achieve at the end, then you leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's put a beautiful example. So we need to work, we need to earn a living, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact says, go out and earn. And the best of earnings are those that a person does with his own hands as well. So nevertheless, a person goes out to work, and at the end of the month he knows that a certain amount of salary or wages now comes to him. What does he say at the end of the month? Is it because of his intelligence? Is it because of his skills? Is it because of a person's work ethics, or is it because of a person, he knows the ins and outs of that particular field, so because of him, himself, or her, herself, then, you know what, they are the ones who's providing, so to say, the salary, or the money, or the wages, or that particular capital, or wealth. No, beloved brothers, tawakkul now comes when a person says, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with a certain skill, with a certain tool. I will go out and I will earn to the best of my ability. I will make the effort. But at the end of the day, I know fully well that my salary, my wage is dependent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that it is Allah who is the one who is the provider, and He inshaAllah will look after me. So if a person just sits at home and says, Ya Allah, you look after me, you take care of me. In fact, scholars say that you are insulting Allah, because the job of a person is to go out and work, and the job of Allah is to provide now once you have been making the effort. So we often find ourselves where when things go right, then we say we have achieved. And when things are unpleasant, not too well liked in our eyes, and we can't achieve anything, then we say, no, now leave it in the hands of Allah. No, beloved brothers and sisters, beloved listeners, our humble and our simple message for today is that we should do the best of our abilities, keeping in mind that Allah is the one who has provided for me the ability to go out and achieve something in my workplace or with regards to my family and friends and community as well. And at the end of the day, if Allah wants to, He can take that ability from me away, or Allah can increase the ability depending now when I say, Allah, You have given me the ability, I'm going out to work, but at the end of the day, You are Raziq. You are the one who is providing, and I fully well know that You are the one who is going to look after me. Similarly, a person goes to a doctor and he is sick. So a person needs to go for treatment, needs to see how he can improve his body, because we know in winter also people get flus. No problem. Go to the doctor if you need to and visit the doctor. But remember, there are also other means. What are the other means? You can recite 7 times Surah Fatiha. You can take honey. Then, if it's more serious, go to the doctor, get your treatment, get your prescription on how to treat that particular sickness. But remember, is the doctor curing you, or is the one who gave you the sickness in the first place curing you? That's now how we will come to realize that taqwa means we got to make an effort ourselves, but at the end of the day, we rely totally on Allah who is providing for us on all occasions, in all situations, whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad. Then we leave the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now we leave the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, to guide us, to forgive us, to protect us, to honor us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.